Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Yes, and courtesy of Polaris, who are associated with the sports desk these days, you can get field day specials, as we said, up to $2,500 worth of free accessories on Polaris Rangers. Many more to come as well. Louis, what's on tap at the moment? What's hot?
I'll tell you what's hot. This Devin Conway, he's going to become, you mentioned it earlier, probably our highest paid black cap, and you'd be struggling to create an argument as to why he shouldn't be. He is Superman, essentially, across all formats. He's doing it all. I mean, he doesn't really have a chink in his armour. He sometimes can obviously play across the line and it can look a little bit funky. He gets those leading edges from time to time. But you struggle to, Smithy, from a fan perspective, you struggle to find a batsman that you have more faith in when you consider three formats. And his white ball form in T20, 47 runs in a final where there was rain delays for 2.5 days worth. Without his 47, nearly made a half century, which was consistent with his performance across the whole tournament. There's no way they even would have been in QE of having a shot to blast two boundaries off the last two balls. So I don't want to sound like too much of a fanboy here, but I at the same time want to sound exactly like a Devin Conway fanboy.
Smart player, very smart player, but he's got the skills to back it up. I think he thinks the game very well. He might even be a decent captain at some stage in one or two forms of the game because he thinks through situations. He paces himself really well. This is a bloke, of course, when we beat Australia at the SCG, was it last year, in the T20 World Cup. Devin Conway was, 94 not out? Paced himself through beautifully there and made sure that New Zealand batted the 20 overs out with a specialist batsman towards the end when it really mattered. We all know what happened. Crushed Australia. Devin Conway was absolutely outstanding that day. Quietly spoken, now 31 years of age, I think. So we're going to see the best of him for a shorter period of time than we perhaps would have liked. I don't have an issue with him being the highest paid player. He's going to excel for us in all three forms of the game. In fact, he is going to be, when Kane Williamson hangs him up or when Kane Williamson still has injury problems as such, he's a go-to guy. It's the question now going forward is where we back Conway. You only say that about the best of the best, Louis.
I totally agree, Smithy. Completely agree. To football we go, and Pochettino, he's got a new landing spot. He's been brilliant in a few different jobs. You know him well, Smithy, and Chelsea, who are desperate, it's fair to say, desperate in the post Roman Abramovich era, really. They have dwindled. They have not had the playing stock. They have not had the synergy. They've battled. They've had Frank Lampard come back, and it's, I guess quite a sad state of affairs for a once great club. And they are still a great club, but performance would speak, a thousand words, really, when you look at their place on the ladder. So Pochettino has been tasked with the turnaround. He's obviously a genius footballing brain, and he has had success. I don't know where they go if this doesn't work. That's the footballing news out of Europe. And the French Open, we had, I think it was Maggie that was looking for some French Open content earlier on. Well, Roland Garros is underway. I think there's a number of reasons it's kind of flown under the radar to this point. And when you talk about Rafael Nadal not being there, and I think we're kind of in this in-between stage where we're transitioning and we're trying to find the game's identity post this big three. And obviously Djokovic is going to dominate for a time yet. I think tennis can just be left out of the mainstream. I'm talking the 6 p.m. sports bulletins and that sort of thing when it loses that top-end star power. But I tell you, who's a guy that, I think tennis fans and tennis as a sport will be hanging their hat on for a long time, and that is the world number one, Carlos Alcaraz García. He is a freak when it comes to clay. He's had a little blip in the form, but today he came out 6-love, 6-2, 7-5 over the Italian Coboli. He will meet Novak Djokovic at some stage. That will be box office. Interesting to see Dominic Thiem dumped out. Well, I'm very curious to see what happened to Dominic Thiem's career. I think a lot of injuries really stopped his progression. He's obviously a Grand Slam winner at some stage as well. I think it was the US Open. So he lost in 5 sets. But we will cover this tournament more and more, and we will especially follow the progress around Carlos Alcaraz because he is the future of the sport. Maggie and Smithy.
Thank you very much, Louis. Just on that Chelsea side, yeah, Pochettino, who's got to find strikers. They scored 38 goals. Haaland scored 36 by himself. They got to score 38. Now, 38 goals is 13 less than Leicester City scored, and Leicester City are going to the Championship. That's what Chelsea have got to come up with, a genuine goal story. They've got to come up with a Haaland. They've got to come up with a target man and a finisher. And then, of course, they've got to look at their defence as well. In fact, he's got major issues when he walks through the doors at Stamford Bridge to try and sort that out. He's been able to do it in the past. He's a world-class manager. But for a club that has such a proud history, a huge supporter base, a lot of money, they have always had money at Chelsea, Russian money, admittedly, for quite some period of time. Not so much more anymore, but to be honest, that's a big fix Chelsea got. He's got a challenge on his plate. We aren't playing for huge money here, but we are playing for $100 today, folks. Yes, we are. $100 on Stump Smithy. Good luck for that. Louis will be with the questions this morning. Brian is waiting, I can see, poised on the phones. 0800 150 811 is the phone number. 0800 150 811 is the phone number. 100 up today. $100. We could put it on the Hastings races if you like. R18, of course. Bet very sensibly. Don't bet beyond your means. But we're going to contribute 100 to some lucky player today. Or might it jackpot to 150 tomorrow. Here's Aroha with the 11:32 update.